Do you believe the best way to lose weight is to follow a keto-type low-carb diet? Maybe you've had success losing that way before, but you just always cave to the carb cravings. I hear ya. Today, class will be taught by a keto convert who will share her experience of moving from super low carbs to reintroducing healthy carbs and carb cycling. Did she gain weight? Can she sustain her new way of eating long term? What carbs does she eat? Don't skip class to get all of these answers and more. Welcome to the Fat Loss School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy plus maintaining it long-term is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Before this short podcast class starts today, I want to invite you into my full 6-week online class called Faster Way to Fat Loss. There you get all of your answers in one place, with the support of me as your coach. Imagine having meal plans with simple healthy recipes at your fingertips. I bet you can find time for our 30-minute workouts 4 to 5 times per week. What if I told you I focus on mindset shifts? Because just knowing what to do isn't enough. You need new thinking around food, exercise, and health. I specialize in healthy lifestyle tweaks, regulating your hormones, and weight loss in menopause for the over 50 woman. I want to help you solve this age-related and lifestyle-related weight issue once and for all. Explore the class and enroll using the link in my bio. Today's guest, we have Tammy Kuthin. Tammy is a fellow coach, a friend of mine, and I am so excited to have her here today. She's going to be the substitute teacher here in Fat Loss School. She has a keto background. And Tammy, I want you to tell us about your keto background and then why you decided to try the faster way in the first place.
Sure. Thank you, Amy. But first of all, thank you so much for having me on here. I love talking about this. I'm super passionate about, you know, keto to carbs kind of thing. I was keto for 4 to 5 years, and it was very good in the beginning. I was able to get the weight off and I started feeling a lot better, but it was short-lived because I quickly would end up gaining the weight back just because I felt so restricted. It would lead to binging for me. And especially like a vacation, or if I was out at a friend's house and they didn't have keto food. And it just was like this roller coaster that I was on for a very long time. I would lose the weight and then I would gain the same weight back. And it went over and over again. And towards the end of that 4 to 5 years, I noticed that I wasn't losing weight as quickly as I once did. And I also noticed that I was having trouble sleeping. And my energy just wasn't what it was. And I remember it was towards the end of the summer. I had gained most of my weight back, which is normal. And I was walking with a friend and I told her that I was going to start keto again on Monday because I said, you know, that's really the only thing that really works for me. And she stopped in her tracks and I was still walking and I turn around and I'm like, what are you doing? Are you okay? And she was like, she goes, I hate to say this to you, Tammy. She goes, but is it really what works for you? Because you seem like you're always going back to it. And it was like a light bulb moment for me.
Yes. I have heard so many people say, well, I'm going back to Weight Watchers for the 22nd time. I'm a lifetime member because that's the only thing that works. Well, if you had to start over 22 times, there's something wrong with that picture.
Exactly. And so once that happened, I really started doing my research, trying to figure out, you know, what I could do to transition back into carbs again and do it in a way that I wasn't going to put all the weight on. And I had heard about the faster way. There were people that I followed that were keto counts that had switched to the faster way. And So it intrigued me. And I did sign up for the faster way. And I will tell you, like a week or 2 weeks in, I got scared and I quit. And it
I
wasn't
was going to
until.
ask, did you gain weight?
So here's the thing is, I did not weigh myself. And I was actually feeling really well in those first 2 weeks. But then I got scared. I just got super scared and I convinced myself. I was listening to all the noise around me. I was still following the keto accounts. And I just got scared. So I quit. And I tell my clients this all the time. You know, it's okay if it doesn't work the first time. It doesn't mean it might not work the second. The second time around, I was more ready to trust the process. I had more of an open mind. And I decided, hey, I'm going to do this for the full 6 weeks and see how I feel. I'm going to trust the process and I'm going to eat the carbs. And very quickly, I realized that I felt leaner, I felt stronger, I had more energy. And my husband will tell you, I was a lot happier to be around. I mean, he tells me all the time, you're never going the other way again. You're going to stay eating carbs. But I started sleeping better, my mood was better, my energy was better. And really quickly, I realized it really wasn't that carbs are bad. It's just the quality and the quantity of the carbs that you're eating. And, you know, in the faster way, we're not eating like pizza and Mexican food and chips and salsa and pies and donuts. I mean, it's completely different. So once I learned the proper carbs I needed to eat to fuel my body and to feel your best, because we all know if we eat the sugary carbs, you're not going to feel great. So it's really quality. And with that, I just quickly started feeling really well.
And you lost. You lost
Yes.
how much?
I lost about 25 pounds and I have been able to maintain it. Now, of course, there's some fluctuations of 5 pounds here and there, but I've been able to sustain it. And the reason why is because this is a sustainable plan because you're not restricted. I
You
always had,
have to binge.
yes. And I always had the all in or nothing mindset. That was me, always, anything I ever did. And one thing I will say about the faster way is it really taught me that that was really going to get me nowhere. You know, it's okay to eat a piece of bread. It's okay to have a donut. In the past, I always would be like, well, I ate a donut and, you know, a piece of bread. I might as well eat the whole basket and then I'll go back to keto tomorrow.
Right.
Or we went out for Mexican food on Friday and I ended up eating the whole bag or basket of chips. So I was like, well, honey, where do you want to go tomorrow? Like, I'm not going to go back on keto until Monday. And that just really was, it spiraled out of control really quickly for me. And that's why I would always gain the weight back. And I was just wanting a sustainable plan that I could travel with, I could go to a friend's house with. And that's what I found.
I love carb cycling because you get the best of both worlds. You have some days for that low carb eating, but you also get to have those high quality, nutrient rich carbs. So, what are some of the things that you enjoy now that you couldn't enjoy on keto? And tell me about your weekend prep system because you've shared that with me. I want you to share with the listeners.
Sure. The foods that I really enjoy, and it surprises me, but it's fruit. I mean, I cannot get enough of fruit, and I will often use fruit as my dessert after a meal. It's one of the ways I can get the fiber in that is so beneficial for us ladies, but raspberries, blackberries, apples, bananas, pineapple, mangoes. So delicious. I love the lesser evil popcorn. And a sweet potato is heavenly. And if
I agree.
you need to drizzle some peanut butter on top, and it is like the best dessert ever. So, and also rice. Like I love rice. I love quinoa, chickpeas. Really, I could go on and on for a while. But most of the things I'm not mentioning are, you know, chips and bread and donuts and pancakes and waffles. And yes, I could still have that if I wanted to, but really for me, It's the good carbs that make me feel my best because when you get to be my age, I'll be 51 next month. It's all about feeling our best and having enough energy and sleeping good and not having heartburn and, all the other crazy things that go with being in your 50s and on. But I just love that I can eat all of that and I don't feel guilty about it.
I love that you admit your age. You are over 50 and you still had the results. You were 50-ish when you had the results and you've sustained it. And that's like me. I found the program at 51. I'm 57, almost 58 now. And I haven't been able to sustain the strategies that we learn because they do travel with us. They cycle enough, they're flexible enough. And so, yes, I found it to be just life-changing as well. Now, you have a weekend prep system that you can share about?
Yes. And what I do is generally on Friday, I'll kind of plan out my meals for the following week. On Saturday, I hit the grocery store with my list. And I always purchase like two sources of protein, two sources of veggies that I can roast in the oven, usually like sweet potatoes or potatoes. And I always have like brown rice or quinoa on hand. So kind of two sources of that. And on Sunday, I just prep the meat, I roast the vegetables, and if I'm making certain meals, then I'll go ahead and put them in containers. But really, I like to just pull protein out of the fridge, pull veggies out of the fridge, and decide how I want to build that meal. I work at home, so I have the flexibility to do that. If I worked in an office, obviously, it would probably be easier to build them as meals. But that works for my husband and I if we want to do salads with the chicken or whatever we can. And then I always have the Kevin's meals in my fridge because once all of that runs out, if I don't have time to get back to the store, then I always have the Kevin's meals to lean into. And lately, my favorite thing is to take thin corn tortillas, roast some peppers and onions, and then use the cilantro lime chicken Kevin's meal and just build street tacos. Delicious. I mean, you can do so many things with those Kevin's meals, but that
You
works for
got that
me.
square?
I get the cilantro lime chicken, I can only find at Target, but then Whole Foods has a lot of them. Costco has them as well. And I believe you can order them directly from Kevin's website too.
One more question. To someone that thinks they are winning with keto eating, what would be your advice to them?
My advice would be if you're someone that feels like you can stay eating that way for the rest of your life, well, then it would be hard for me to say not to do it. But if you're carb curious and you're afraid to go to the carbs because of weight gain, I can assure you there is a way to do it, and transitioning is key. I really love the faster way because we do carb cycles. So you still are eating your high fat, low carb days, and then you're transitioning into the carbs. And it really does help with burning the fat and keeping your energy in check. And it's the way to do it. You want to have an end game. If you're eventually going to get off keto, you've got to have an end game because if you just go right back to carbs by yourself, you probably would see weight gain. So I would just make sure that you do it in a transitional way that's going to be the best for you. But I personally can tell you that you can lose weight and you can sustain it eating carbs. I am witness to that. You are, and there is a way of eating with carbs in your life.
Yes, and that's the faster way.
Yes, that is.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Tell us about yourself now. Where are you from, and where do we follow you?
I am from Wichita, Kansas, where it's cold and windy today. And I am mostly on Instagram, and it's at Tammy Kuthan, and that's TammiKuthan.
Thank you so much for sharing about your keto to faster way transition. I know there are some carb curious people that are ready to hear these words. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. This was fun.
I'm Andrea from Kentucky. First, I'm so grateful we don't measure success in pounds. It's amazing how much better I feel than I did 6 weeks ago. I'm still a work in progress, but excited to say I've lost 17 and a half total inches. This was the change I needed. It's not a fad or a diet, but something that would simply get me to a new normal.
That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.